Medicaid. It's June 1st, 2006, and we're here with Mike Pinkerton. Mike, when did you first begin using computers?
Oh, wow. Probably back when I was about 5, so I guess that would have been about 78, 79. My dad had some ins at the UNLV computer department. And so it was the old, you know, big teletype, put the phone into the coupler and, you know, and dial up that way, probably, you know, 100 baud or something, playing just TTY games on a printer, an actual printer. You know, Adventure and Wumpus and football and all of the kind of old mainstays of that time. And then I just started writing basic programs on a TRS-80 a few years later. And then continuously, so I guess I've been doing it my whole life.
Did you ever receive any formal training, or are you just totally self-taught?
College.
Yeah.
I did a lot of self-teaching. I taught myself Pascal. I taught myself C. I taught myself how to program on the Mac, and just mostly through trial and error and reading books. And, you know, I sort of thought I knew everything, and then I went to college and I realized, wow, there's a lot of stuff here that I really need to learn. So that was both an eye-opening experience and a wonderful experience, because it really, really turned me on to the field as a whole. You know, I knew it was what I always wanted to do, and my dad originally would tell me, because he had a math computer background, it is the field that he was in, and he said, you should do something other than computers. And I don't know why he would tell me that, but that's what he said. And so going through high school, I thought, well, physics is kind of interesting. And then when I got to college and I took the physics or physics majors class, and I guess it's, you know, it's the weeder classes, I made it through two quarters of that. I said, no, I don't like physics that much. And computers were always just so natural for me. So I just stuck with that. I mean, that was my declared major. I just was going to try physics and see if it fit, and Lord, no, it didn't. A little too much math.
And when did you begin contributing to open source projects, and how did you sort of get involved in that open source community?
Probably my first open source contribution would be through Mozilla. I was at Netscape when we decided to open the browser source. So that was kind of my, you know, jump in with both feet, welcoming to the open source community. Some in college, I guess I dabbled around with some open source products. Like I was able to port Elm, TTY mail reader, to the AT&T 3B2. That was, you know, it's lame, but it's like, yay, I download the source, I got it to compile, and it works for everybody in the lab, and they're happy. You know, so just, I guess, that taste of being able to take things and get them working. And, you know, it's free, it's open, you don't have to, you know, you can just do it at your leisure. It's not somebody, you know, staring down at you and watching every move. That sort of appealed to me, but it didn't really appeal to me that I set out and said, I want to take an active role in open source. You know, it was a curiosity, but, you know, I wanted to go make some money. And then when we announced that we were going to take the Netscape browser source, the Navigator source, and open source it under Mozilla, you know, like I said, it was like jumping in with both feet. You know, we had 3 months to take this code base that never expected to see the light of day and make it, you know, not just buildable and usable, but also something that wouldn't get us sued. You know, so we had so many. I mean, I could talk for hours about the stories of that 3 month Source 331 project. I mean, it was just an incredible time at the company at Netscape.
Well, you kind of have maybe one or two moments that really stick out in your mind of that time.
So I guess there are a couple. The first one that I always thought was sort of interesting was we were getting really close to the end. And it's two stories are close to the end. One, we were like a week from the deadline, March 31st, 1998, I guess, is when we open sourced. And so we were like a week before. And one of the outliers was some menu code that we'd taken from Apple sample code in